ازيك يا باشمهندس ابي مريم؟ يا فندم مساء الخير. ازيك يا باشمهندس دانيال شينباس؟ شو فاضل؟ اوكي، سو وي ور بيجينينج ذا ديسكشن اوف ميكينج كيدش اون اون ديسبوزابل هيلم. On page 26 of Moshe's Tshuva, where he wants to, the Daven, just like there's a din, if the keli is cracked, it's broken, and even though it still can function as a kli, but it's nishbar, page 26, afilu nishbar rak basi shalmala, nami pasol afshal guf hakos sholem. Maybe only the basis is but it still could service as a kli. So that's a chisoron. And the kli has to be chai. One of the pshatim chai is that the guf hakos is a kli sholem. So Rav Moshe is medama milsa la milsa, and he says that, so what's the idea? Because it's a lack of chashivas. In other words, it's not only the concept of chai, but it's a lack of chashivas if it's broken, even though it's still functional because it's only, nonetheless, it's no good. So you want to say, so kosher liar is also not chashiv. In other words, he doesn't think that it's dafka, specifically that scenario, but anything that doesn't have a chashivas. Yeah, I guess so. So the rim, yeah, I guess. So that's what he says. But he says, if you don't have another coast, certainly if you do, you shouldn't be making kiddush on a disposable cup. Yeah, but if you don't have a coast, yeah. Okay, so we have a body here in the, or Yitzchak on page 27 discusses this. So he says like this, Kosef HaMechaber, page 27, Kosef HaMechaber Yeheshul Chono Oroch Mitom Lotzas Yofel Mapa Prusa Kibo Mesuda Salayla, right? It's just like a Suda at night, you have all these things, so too the Suda the day. Right? He says, "Hinei kiddush hayom baboker." Says Rav Badi, "Eina ella," reading from the Tshuva here on Simu Kuf Yud. "Hinei kiddush hayom baboker, eina ella birkas bar piagofen, sheina ella birkas hanen." Omnam chachamim chivunu l'hanos l'lishtos min hayayin kodem hasuda mishum kovet shabbos. In other words, they made a chiyuv to drink from the yayin kodem. I'm makpid, there's a whole discussion of the poskim, but even if the whole family was at the kiddush, and we heard kiddush and shul, but we don't have a suda, but we're going to go home to have the suda to make kiddush again. That's a whole discussion in the, וכך היה נראה שאין צורך לדעת עם כל דיני כושל ברוכה שכיבו חזל, כאילו שהלילה ברכס המוזן כיוצאים הם, ושם הוא כאומר שירה על הכוס והיין, כן הקפיאו בו הרבה. ושאיקי הוכח שאינו על ברכס הנדן, שאין להקפיא בכל הדברים שהם מעט מן הכושל ברוכה והרוגל. In other words, He's saying we have a concept of a kosher bracha, and the idea that Rishonim bring down is when you have a kosher bracha, like by Friday night Kiddush, so the Kiddush is, you know, the bracha, the Asher Kedushan V'Sozov, Rasvon V'Shalas Chodsho, etc. But we have a concept of Enom Shira Ela Yayin. So really, we could have just made the bracha, Asher Kedushan V'Sozov, and holding the kosher Yayin, but we have a concept of Enom, the Shira Ela Yayin, so we have a, and therefore it's not proper that you're not going to taste from the kosher. So therefore we make a bracha. So, but it became an idea of Eino Mashir al Koshal Yayin. So we have all the kapedas. But here it's just a bracha, Eino al Brikas Hanenit. So he thinks that it's just the idea that we should start to be a love with Yayin, but not necessarily any chashivas of a kos. One could argue with that and say no. It's yeah, right. But his word is that it's not so much a coast. It's just it's just a din of shtiyas yayin. Not so much a din of a coast. So he says. So that's what he wants to start off saying, that the halachas of coast, that it can't be cracked and this and that, will only apply to Kiddush at night and not Kiddush at the day. El Shachachem Echad Iran Mufurish Metoisus Perak Avri Pesachim Shekosu L'chor HaHepech Kain Yishol Chiech Shein Tzorach Lishpoch Mikol Shol Brach L'Shar Kosus Mihechad Begim Yitzorach Lishpoch Mimad L'Shar Kosus Kdei Shishtu Bua Mikol Shein Upogu Mihechad Degam Kol Shol Kiddush Ayob Mizem Ayri Tzorach Shol Yopogu. Because the din is that the coast can't be a coast puggle, even in the daytime. So that means there's a din of, if somebody drinks from the coast already, that it's a coast puggle. So you should not make a coast puggle. But if you say it's just a din of Birkas Hananen, that was the kasha that this Chacham asked of Rabbi. How could you say that there's no din coast in the daytime? It's just a din of Brichas Hananen, but you see there's a concept of kos pogum, that it can't be kos pogum. Avon pishi ikir diyuko shal oso chochum hayam yutshon at oso shkorul chozu kosho brachum ani astak di enze dir. Devada gam alo kol akbarus na nikra kosho brachum ikem shi yutrichim kosho te shi yetsu mi mkoso gam shi enlo din kosho brachum shi nizka dino brachas omna madai eishu dag mizeshes. So you see there is a halacha to do. There is a din of course of this across pogum even in the data. So once you say that, maybe they should have all the other dinim as well. That was the kasha. In other words, by Kiddush Rabba is should we have that the same kapeda that we have by other kosos? Because you see, it can't be a kos pogum. He says, "V'emes shadivrei tosin al sichi biur shakosos shi b'kosos shal achim b'ludim tzarach lishpach l'shar kosos l'shizim kosos yeh pogum v'osin kosos avol pi shein hashtiyem akeves avol pi kein tzarach shi yishtu b'kosos shein a pogum." In a move and call Tom Hadov, the Mashtia in my canvas. My Echmasley used to cause problem. El Shukvar Kosovo Varzos Nevenu, Moshevatur, Avogav Shane Maki Mashtia, called Mokum Eat Mitzvah Ika. In other words, the Shtia is not Makis in the daytime. I mean, at least not the Shtia of the Kolom Subim. Because Mokum Mitzvah Ika, the Chola Shomavi. The והוא גם בקיר של יום, ונחת דברים שניסקו, הוא בדרך השיר וסחל שעומר לא שירה. There was the halacha this, that has to be a kos for Kiddush on Friday night. So the Rambam had the bechalot when we need to chashiv as hashir. The sheikim kos pogam she shayach afil kodesh hayom. Okay, she is mitzvah lishtos min hayayin is a kover hamitzvah she yayin pogam. Of shor the Lord by call. In other words, that's a din in the yayin. In other words, it's not really a din in the kos. It's a din in the yayin that it shouldn't be pogam. We call it a kos pogam. But it's really a din of the yayin that it shouldn't be pogum. So he thinks that in a chanami, somebody drank for it, so the yayin is a chisaron of the yayin. But the kos itself, those halachas of the kos itself, maybe are not applicable.
I'm a little bit rushing here. I'm never quite sure that this dinner. What makes it pogum? Drinking from the kos? So, but if you pour off.
If you pour into it.
If you pour it off into another
coast. No, usually what we do is you fill it up more.
Pour from the bottom.
Well, yeah,
pour from the bottom.
That's undoing of the gum. Sorry, question. What causes of gum? It's pouring off from one coast.
No, drinking from the coast. Drinking from the coast. Like sometimes by a bris milah, so it's a different sheet is how to do it, but some people at bris milah, they make the bracha on shakite she did be better. Kores HaBris, and then the person drinks from it, and then they take from the bottle, and they, because the second person, usually they give it to two different people, who's going to be the Kores Shem. You know, if he's holding the kos ready, they want it to be a Chumadika kos. So they whatever they pour in some more, so that makes the kos not problem.
I've also seen, I don't know if it's right, but I've also seen
that's a different what to do. Right, but those that drink it from before, so.
If you pour it off, like your medication, pour it off, and you're after.
Right, if you just pour it off and you don't have someone drink from it, it's not going to be fun. Well, say the variety.
You can't say the Kriya Shame on the.
You can say it, but you could say it, but it's not just nice. So nice. If you're ready, holding the kos in your hand, because of Hashivas of the Kriya Shame, you want to at least do it in the most mechubadika way possible. At a wedding. So what happens at a wedding is the Pesach Kiddushin makes the first two brachas on the Kol Shel Erusin. And then they have the seven brachas, even though the first bracha is Bar Piyagofen, but the Chas and the Kala don't drink till the end.
It's the only food that they drink to fill it up because it's part of us. The Chas and the Kala drank from it. Yes.
No, but they drink from a different Chas. Chas and Kala drink from the Koshel Erison. And that Kos that they're having the Shevet Brachas is a different
Kos. The Shevet Brachas on the.
Yeah, but the Shevet Brachas on the. Under the chuppah is the is it going to be drank at the very end? Because there's nothing
after. After the
air is
it, but the
chuppah
drink and then they fill it up again and then they make
the
no, they drink, and then that kos is removed.
I see.
So you do a different kos, and there's the. The only shaila is whether the Sara Kedushin, whether he drinks also from the. So there were different menhagim, either not to drink at all or to pour off into your own cup or to shake the coast and lick your fingers.
I think a yam
has this, yeah. I'm not into the shaking. Just feel you shake too much, it'll get all, you know. I don't shake. I don't drink either. If I'm in a condition, just give it to the person. Yeah. So that's what he wants to say, everybody, that the din of Kos Pogam, that's a din in the Yayin. So that would make it all. And even though he says that it's still a halacha that you should have a shir revius, even in the daytime. But again, that's not a raya to the matzah of shir revius, who mitam should cause the yayin pachas revius, ebu chashiva shal shtias yayin. That's also a din in the chashivas of the yayin, to drink from a revius. Chazal has three glasses. Hekel kiddush hayom bebrikas hanen and olayin chasar b'shir revius. So mivein rai lahatzu b'shar dvarim shevedin kol. So he says that, but the other dinim, there was the dinim in the yayin apply even in the daytime, but the dinim in the actual physicality of the kos, so that only applies Friday night or benching or other areas, but not necessarily Shabbos day. Right. In other words, when the Gemara says there are a bunch of things that a kosher bracha needs, it doesn't mention that it shouldn't be pogum. So it must be that the content of the kos pogum is a different halacha. Alavadei shem sugim brachas huskur dvarim shakos tol machmas hashira v'habracha. Hashenkin because pogum umitam mitzvah shtias hayayim. Zeh afil b'mokum shein din shira el mitzvah shal shtia gam titzorch lizor bo shalo yeh pogum. So that's the chiluk. The certain things are it's a shira la kos, so it has to be a kos chashuv. That it can't be cracked, it can't be chipped, etc. But then there's a din of the yayin, so the yayin has to be revius, yayin has to be, it can't be pogum, etc. It says, based on this, you can say the following, that it says in the Gros Moshe, we just read, al kol shanasa b'niyar, shukli rach l'shav v'ein l'chashuv, l'shitas b'nei d'arbona, shechai perusho sholem. There's a different opinion of what chai means. So one opinion is that it means sholem, not cracked. Kavona sheikos noa, avol pi she'in ze perush l'harmim farshim, lo b'shulchanach pasuk b'kein shetarach l'achzor achol kol sholem. So he says, even a and then he writes the story that we said over yesterday, that they would even eat the kos, and that we've Aaron found from the Chaim Oizer, we didn't speak the Ferrari, we said over yesterday from the Chaim Oizer, that that somebody made kiddush, but they didn't have mezonos, right? So basically, they took a cone, like an ice cream cone, and they filled it up with wine, and they made kiddush on the ice cream cone. And then for kiddush Baruch Suda, they ate the cone. And Rabbi Moshe did the same thing, right? The Baron Hirsch, Baron Rothschild, right? He did it. And Rav Chaim Oizer didn't want to. But why wasn't Rav Chaim Oizer yotzei with his kiddush? No. But then he made kiddush. But maybe he only did it not to embarrass.
Why
do we have? Because normally you're supposed to cover the thing. you know, the mezainus, he covered the mezainus. So he had to cover the mezainus.
Better to
embarrass the mezainus. Oh, yeah, he said better to embarrass the mezainus than to embarrass the person. It would have been an embarrassment to the baron if... Yeah, that Joseph said the bad made it and the Rechaim Oizer made it. And he didn't want to not make it the way he made it because then it would embarrass him. Ah, but then the Mezonis wasn't covered up. He says better to embarrass the Mezonis than embarrass the person. It's a good word.
Why wasn't
Yosef
with the baron?
Why wasn't Yosef with the baron? Because
same question.
Why he wanted to make his own case?
Well, it's the same question. It's not good that baron was Yosef, so how could baron be
Yosef? Right, but he still was going to make his own case.
Because how was
Yosef? How was Yosef?
Some hold like that. Let me see it again. That story is not in the packets on Aaron Kulik's phone. Aaron Kulik's phone. Yeah. He says.
Where's it's
not a reliable story. Like
their
identity
counts.
Where is
your identification? So send it to. So let's help you reveal this.
Oh, the
Jewish. Karmic, keep it up, bottom. That is all you.
Yeah, but it wouldn't even die too close. But it's like, there are different accounts.
But it's in Kovetz Yeshurun, the story. The West Side, so it's a West Side story. It's a good story. So he said, yeah. So then he said that Pimash Miyar had to call on either and all Aina Bernoga Kiddush Hayom. Shame all the brickers and then maybe more because she was close. Eager Lakbid Alayayan Shio Shirvis. So he says, in the daytime we have the Kapeda on the wine, that it should be Revis and it shouldn't be Pog. At night we also have Kapeda on the physical structure. Mm-hmm. Of the coast. That's what he wants to say about it. And then he quotes here, he says, "Ubedin zeh shatamo pgamo ayin b'meiri shekasev gedolei ador shofaneinu kosnu tafka l'brikas ha-mozun b'chil chol brikas chova g'don kiddush v'avdola v'lein bar p'agafen Tamo v'lo pogmo mivarchal bar piagafen, all brikas nenin he. I feel may azarchazein lehem lehenas v'lo brach ve'inir ali kain imshim kain lamarum v'mishein oil kos echad kach v'lav yitamadzi nechad v'machal avu bar piagafen kain etc. Okay, good verse. It's verse that tamo pogmo I feel bar piagafen she brikas nenin he'll mirror love. There's some shittas that if it's a close pogum, you don't even make a bari paragafen. The Meiri says.
We
know how like it. Well, but the other so, yeah, he quotes the sheet like that. He says, "Who'd overpel? Should work by it's a close problem. He still, you know, he made him an awesome.
You have no choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so he says he wants to say, Rabbi wants to say pshat, that maybe the shita that holds you don't make your bar piragafen on a close pogum doesn't mean to say, therefore, you don't make any bracha. It means, therefore, you don't make the chashivas bracha bar piragafen. You still have to make a shakal bar piragafen. Because when you took away the chashivas of making that special bracha. So that's a fascinating thing what the Be'er is saying. That
no,
but wine has chashivas. That's why it gets a special bracha bracha gafen.
Yeah, especially whether it's Shabbos or Thursday.
Yeah, but he's saying this sheet in the Meiri. Oh. Okay. This sheet of the Meiri that you don't make on a close problem with bracha gafen. Maybe it doesn't mean not to make any bracha, but not to make a bar paragraph, because maybe it lost the special chashivas. No, we don't. But,
so why? I mean, what rabbi
can do? No, you can make a bar paragraph.
On wine, meaning the only time you make a bar paragraph is in the chashivas.
Says the Meiri.
So it's the Meiri. Yeah, I'll read it to you. You have it on page 28? Yeah.
Okay, I
can read it. Yeah. He says, I am the Eri. Because of Dola and Dorsal, Fanin Kosu, but then Tom of Gomo, Dafkil Brickas Amazon, Kayle Brokas Kova, Kiddish of Dola, of Alini Barbia Govan, Tamil Lopogmo, Varhol Barbia Govan. That's the first opinion. That you shouldn't make a, use it for Brickas Amazon, etc., but you still make a Barbia Govan. He says, "Ain't nearly." Okay, Lama Amru Bishelo Kos Echad. Kiddush, if a person only has one kos, so he uses it for Kiddush Laila. So why do we say that he should drink now and leave over the rest for the day? Allah before Bragov came. So welcome. Kiddush Taras Adan Shmacha Shalosu Kiddush and Bragov Diskan Chol Shabbos. That it loses its chashivas, and therefore you won't make a bracha gafen, according to this opinion of the Meiri.
Wow.
Yeah. It's an interesting idea. I told you I'm not so sure with grape juice. I try to avoid the grape juice.
Unless it's freshly squeezed.
Yeah, like the must.
Sophie,
That's what it says. Like Havanas and Be'iri. It's not that you shouldn't make, because you could read the Miri that you don't make any bracha on it. But he doesn't think that that's what the Miri meant, what did he say?
And
then So in the Sikkur, everybody writes, "Bekidush Yom she'im bo brikas haMitzvah al brikas haNedin, Eitzar lizar because we call them Shashayif who do Kosho Bracha." He says, "You don't have the din of a Kosho Bracha." He wants to say in the daytime. Raktzar lizar she'im revis. All you need is a din of the wine that it should be a revis of wine, and it shouldn't be pavim. But he says, "Ki kaven shetarch levak b'rak ragavim b'din kiddush hayom, tzarch shashiri b'yayin shaloyah pavim." Okay, that's what he wants to say. So basically, he was saying, according to Rav Moshe Shita, that disposable cups is not chashivas, because just like the Gemara says, the cup is broken, he shouldn't use it for kosher bracha. So to disposable, you should use for a kosher bracha because it's disposable and it's not chashuv. Just like something that's cracked, even though the kosher still serves the kosher, it still has a big receptacle, but it's cracked. But he's there.
He's told the mitzvah of kiddush halayla that Rav Moshe is correct. It's only kiddush hayom.
Yeah. Kiddush hayom, yeah.
And then what about the fancy plastic?
Yeah, the fancy plastic.
Silver, they look like silver.
Yeah, they might look like silver. Yeah. But the mice that they're going in the garbage.
Yeah, of course.
Well, some people wash them out and use them.
Right. How much could you use it for?
I never bother washing
it. Just throw it away.
The waiter's coming. The waiter's coming. Throw them away.
It's in the
Pesach. How long would you be able to use them for?
A few years.
A year?
No way.
What would happen?
At some point, it starts breaking. I once tried it in the Pesach. I bought a whole bunch of these fancy honey. And at some point, while I was washing, it was breaking.
I knew the game.
What was it? If why, if you keep it. Most people won't keep it. Say, like a diaper. You know, and that would be what we saw from Rav Moshe yesterday. That's what Tefillas Kelim, he passed, and even if you reuse it, but the mice, there's a limitation of how much you could use it. So then, and it's not a kavotov, it's not a, but Rav Moshe was a very big ball svar. In other words, Rav Moshe worked with svaras. Right, Rav Moshe was a ball svar. It worked by the kula, by the chumra. You know, as Dr. Dreisinger told once that Rav Moshe was looking once on the FDR drive from his apartment. He was just, and then he said to somebody, "You see how many people are driving down the FDR?" He says, "You know, they want to make an Erev here." He says, "You know, but you only count Satmar Hasidim for the Shishim Rebo, you know." You know, because you see, the Chazanish had this thing that the buildings are machitzas. So if you're in Manhattan, wherever you are in Manhattan, you're going to be surrounded by four machitzas because you're always in the building. So that's so Chazanish was the mathematician. So that what comes out, it comes out. And Moshe said, but it's not logical. And it should be such a thing. That you have such, and Rabbi Sarvalosi would say to me, if Manhattan's not a Rosh Hashanah, then what is? You know what I mean? Like, it's very hard to, you know, So that's the. Remember, I have a chiddush that maybe that you never see mechitzas. You have one mechitza can pair up with another mechitza, but a reshus, a box in a box, because normally you make an imaginary line, but it could be that's one wall and another wall, so you can make an imaginary line. And but if there's a physical thing happening, in other words, it's not exactly like a shechta says with the gemara seals mechitzas. But then if the wall turns, makes a box like a house, so then maybe that's a code to say that there's no. You don't make the imaginary line. If there's a physical continuation, it's telling us don't make the imaginary line. Whereas nowhere in Shas, I don't think. We have things like you have like this and this, and then you make a line between the two. But if you have a wall, maybe you keep it that. Maybe not for shoes, something like that. You hear the saying? In other words, if you have one wall, and there's a gap in between, you make an imaginary line, you close it up. But if you have a house and a house, so you want to make an imaginary line, but there here's a real wall that's telling you, don't make the imaginary line, but go this way.
Take a 90-degree turn.
Right. Maybe it's only said when it's a wall, so there's no turn. So then you make the imaginary. That's what I was thinking once. Why? Which is another thing, but why one could maybe argue with Chazon Ish Mishpar and say that you don't treat the buildings as walls because the buildings take a 90-degree turn. It's not exactly the concept of Sila Kufitzas, but it's the idea that we only made a concept of a pirtza when it was just a wall to a wall, and then there's a gap. But if it's a box to a box, then, so you don't make that imaginary, because then there's a real wall that's making a 90-degree. So it's telling you not to make, not to fill in appearance with that, because the Chazon Ish, if you work with his logic, then the biggest metropolis will just be Rishus HaYachid, and some hick town in the middle of the mountains that has 50 people, but it has a straight street and it does not build up. That will be Rishus Rab Darais. It's a little difficult to. Yeah. So that's what I was saying. Rav Moshe was very much Svara. All his psakim. And that's why this is a Svara also. In other words, it's a very nice coast, especially those shiny ones. You know, they can look like a real coast. Yeah, but they're going to end up. But they're going to end up in the garbage. Awesome. Right. So Rav Moshe said, so that's not chashuv. That has the same status of a broken kos, even though it looks nice. But Rav Moshe was very much about svara in this.
But it's made with the intention of chashuv.
Well, it looks like it's a pseudo. It's like fake jewelry.
Yeah.
You know, you buy your wife jewelry, you want to buy a nice jewelry. You can buy some jewelry for a dollar, and it looks, you know, they can make it look good, you know, but it's fake. It belongs in the garbage. You know, the same things. So, Moshe was a big Balsvara.
A lot of
Bnei Yeshiva
are not,
it's
like a double plastic coat.
The double plastic. I should bring it in. I have it at home. The story with the double plastic.
Yeah,
I don't think the double. They said there's a story. I have it in my. It's two. Yeah.
One's doing two, just one.
Yeah. Pashas is, it's good or no good. If it's good, it's good with one. And if it's no good, There's a story. If I remember tomorrow when I come in to give the shir, I'll bring in the book and I'll show you the story of the double plastic cups.
What about when you take the plastic cup and you put it inside?
Who says it makes a difference? I mean, Moshe
wouldn't. Yeah, there's a short story with Rav Scheinberg, and it's printed, and I'll show you nice pictures.
Please bring it.
I'll bring it in, believe it. I need my, to remind myself to bring it in. I'll show you the book.
Does Rav Yosef have any disciples? So I was once at a Kiddush in Yumel by Ox Jr.
In Toronto?
Yeah, in Toronto. I think it was him I asked, can I make a prayer? He says, Rabbi Yashu says, I follow Rabbi Yashu, and he says, you can. So I did, but I'm saying, because I couldn't find my foot.
Yeah, it's not hard to argue with Rabbi Yashu's tshuva, because it is a chiddush. He's it's a svara, as far as he could argue with. But that's what I heard Rav David Cohen say recently about Rav Moshe. He said, Rav Moshe's shita was, you learn the sugya, and if this is the way it comes out, even if they're reshoining him against what you're saying, you can still, you pass him. But but Rav Moshe could do that, because, you know, another person, he might be saying a svara, and then there's some gemara elsewhere, like Shechel said, that's against it, and it's all wrong. But if you know everything, so you can say a svara, even though as far as a svara, but you can argue with the svara. But if you don't call it Torah Kula, then like Rav Moshe, he paskin based on original svaras.
The original svara was by two.
By which case?
What's he doing
with Gemara? He's Midabah. The Gemara says that the kol shall be kol chai, should be shalim. So he says, but and therefore, if you have a becher that's cracked or whatever, it's no good. But he's saying, even if you have a nice plastic cup that's totally shalim physically, but it's going to end up in the garbage, so that's also not chashuv. So if you want to say, the verse says it has to be shalim, so this is shalim. But you want to say, no, shalim is just, you know, that if it's not shalim, it's not chashuv. So the disposable thing that's going in the garbage is also not chashuv. That's working with a svara. It's not just say, you know, oh, but shalim is of shalim. But no, but shalim is not just what's the idea of shalim? You know, and work from there. And that was his, and that's where David Cohen was. It was just, I heard this, he was on the show, but it was in the Mishpacha magazine this week, this thing from that Rabbi David Cohen said about Rabbi Moshe. The difference between the Lithuanian Rabbanim and the Hungarian Rabbanim. Yeah. Even the Hungarian Rabbanim is good too.
Are there any yeshivas that still teach the methodology of Moshe?
No, because those yeshivas not necessarily learning on even the Hilchos stuff. So, I mean, they do, love this. But,
there would be any Rabbanim that possibly help there?
Depends on that. But Moshe was, had broad shoulders, so he was, and he wasn't just paskening like Galav Yovo Shailas. It was like hefty Shailas that he was paskening based on his interpretations and his chidushim. And that's why he was Rav Moshe. That was his godless that he was mechadish and he had enough. See, if you're mechadish and you're just saying a shir, okay. But if you're mechadish and paskin based on the chidushim, that's another madriga. That was his thing. Okay, so tomorrow we'll start the Meshiv Dover, and we'll do have Chumash tomorrow. And so just next week we finish the series, right? And then the week after, Rosh Hashem, we start Beit HaMetzarim, the packets of the series on Beit HaMetzarim. Okay, so I'm going to try to bring it in.
About the
double cup. I'll bring it in so you can see the.
Last mentioned yesterday this recovery that people take care of from the older past.
Yeah.
I thought of two that at least some people say.
Yeah.
The custom of saying Mishnayos on the third side, Mishnah is
the Shabbat.
Is the anagram of the Shabbat.
Right. Yeah. It's our Hashem that says that.
And the other one, of course, is this one is much more controversial, but that is it's Roth. Which Moshe says is the actual. And there is Matz in the soup and say, I'll see me leave on shots. Okay.
Yeah.
It's taken over the world.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned I was looking Arab Pesach for one single thing that we.
Was a
big Jewish store.
Right.
To find one thing that was the broth, it's like, you know, come off your shoulder and kitchen. It's almost. Can't find the zones.
Yeah. Right. That's why Rav Moshe had his. Oh, the
pomegranate.
Found it out there.
Well, according to the beginning, there's tons of risk people out there bringing up eating across, no?
It may be, but you can't buy that stuff in the store anymore. Nobody takes it.
Okay, Rabbi said, good to see you. Popper, Finkelstein, Ellie,
many. They all tell me you have to eat the brooks, otherwise, you're not.